Det er jo ikke nogen hemmelighed, når I når til afslutningen på det her indslag, at konstatere, at Goody er involveret i forbindelse med min dækning af 24 timers Le Mans. Det er lige fordi Goody har en interesse i at blive eksponeret i den sammenhæng, og det er de også, fordi de selvfølgelig gerne har, de har nogle budskaber, de gerne vil have ud. Og det er jeg selvfølgelig taknemmelig for, fordi det giver også mig mulighed for ikke bare at tale om Goody, men at tale om Le Mans, tale om motorsport og alt muligt andet, som I jo har været vant til i forbindelse med mange af de andre ting, jeg har lavet hen ad vejen. Men når nu Goody er her, ja, jeg prøver til Michelin og sikkert spørge om nøjagtigt det samme, eller nogle af de andre dækleverandører, der er i motorsporten. Men nu er det altså så Goody, og jeg er så heldig, at jeg står sammen med Mathias Kip, som er ansvarlig, kan man sige, for Goodyers engagement i motorsport, ikke mindst. Og det bliver altså et interview på engelsk, men jeg synes, det er vigtigt, fordi Mathias har lovet mig at fortælle noget om, hvorfor alt det, der foregår på racerbanen, når det drejer sig om dæk, ikke mindst, også har en betydning for jer, når I skal have nye dæk på jeres biler, eller i alle mulige andre sammenhæng, fordi man bruger dæk til alt muligt i den her verden.
Yeah, we are in motorsport activities because the racing platform itself is a perfect development tool. It's a perfect development platform for us.
Some sort of a laboratory, so to say.
Exactly. That's one of the first elements of it, because we can test multiple design of products, multiple construction, multiple compounds. Also, some technological aspect like TPMS system, tire pressure measurement system, or RFID system, which could be much more involved in the tire in the future for consumer in the future.
You have to explain this system, because I'm not quite sure if the listeners actually knows about them.
You know, having sensors in the tire, on the wheels on the car, brings a lot of information to the driver. So we have some already today in cars, giving the pressure from time to time, or if there is a deflation of the tire. But going forward, sensors could give also the wear rate potentially of a tire, new tire going forward. So there's still a lot of angles which have not been discovered and which could benefit to the end consumer on a daily basis on their car. Now more than that, for us, we are engaged, especially as you can see here at the 24 Hours Le Mans, in endurance racing. And why endurance racing? Because it's the environment in racing which is the closest to the road tire. We are talking about a tire which needs to last quite long, and which is also facing different challenges. We have more and more. We have been able to develop in the last couple of years a tire here in the LMP2 and LMGT3 category, which is a single slick tire. When in the past we used to have three. To cope with multiple conditions, temperatures. Our new tire is so versatile in terms of compound that it can accept temperatures like 5 degrees in the morning in Spa, or 45 degrees, 50 degrees track temperature in Bahrain. And the tire works really well. Comes always at the right temperature, which is expected around 100 degrees working temperature.
I know actually that some people have been talking about when they did the practice before this race, yeah. The temperature was down on 5 or 6 degrees, and it was not a big problem driving with these tires.
No, it isn't, because we have developed a compound which is able to warm up really quickly, because I don't know if you know that, but the ACO, the FIA has removed tire warmer in endurance racing now since 2 years. So we have developed a compound which is able to warm up really fast, and after that stay consistent, because for us what is important is not to have drop in performance. Having a tire which goes fast and after 2 stint, 3 stint, you lose 5 seconds a lap, doesn't make sense. So we want consistency, and that's also a compound characteristic we want to have on our road tire, especially the high-end profile the tire for cars like the Porsche 911, where we are in OE right now. So those compounds are developed to come on those kind of cars in the future.
But I also think it's very important for the audience, for normal car drivers, to know that when they go up in the morning on a cold winter day and they are running with the car, they are not subject to, not working tires, because they are too cold, the grip is too reduced, and I mean, people just sit into the car and then they're driving and then they expect that everything is working, which
exactly.
Is basically because that sort of development work which you're doing here.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. You know, our customers at the end today are, you know, the tire cars becomes more and more an entertainment tool with iPads, etc., etc. So you have more and more electronic in the car. Mm. So finally, the driver needs to feel the confidence coming from the car itself, from the tire, from everything else, because unfortunately, unfortunately, it depends how we want to look at it, they are also more focused on electronic devices which are in the car. And that's a little bit the direction, you know, car manufacturers are working, etc. So we need to bring tires which have a much wider operating window and which brings security and confidence to the drivers.
Indslagene fra Le Mans præsenteres af Goodyear, der i 24 timers Le Mans leverer dæk til alle deltagerne i LMP2 såvel som LMGT3-klassen.